question was asked in the halakha. A lady was running late on Erev Shabbat, especially in the winter, where the Shabbat comes in very early. So sometimes the ladies are preparing to the last minute. By the time she got around to lighting the Nerot Shabbat, it became sunset. Now it is Ben Hashem Ashot, it is the 13 and a half minutes after sunset. It is clear that she is not allowed, clearly with a capital N, not allowed to light the Nerot Shabbat. Once it's sunset, it's Shabbat. She wanted to know, could she tell the Goya to light the Nerot? The Chabot Shabbat, her husband's going to come home, they're going to see the two candlesticks over there, blank, out. That's what I say, what happened to you? You didn't light the Nerot Shabbat, and it's going to make tremendous mahloket over here now. So she wants to tell the Goya, could you just light these Nerot over here? And the next question she wants to know is, can I make a beracha also? She light, the Goya will light, and the Jewish will make the beracha. This is actually a discussion in the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura Siman Resh Samet Gimel Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Yesh Omrim Kishyesh Chupa Be'erev Shabbat. The old days used to make weddings on Friday. Umaharin Ba, they stayed at the wedding Ad Ar Shikiyat Hamma. They stayed at the wedding till sunset. Va'isha Eina Rutsa Lekabel Shabbat Lefnei Chupa. She doesn't want to accept Shabbat before she goes to the wedding. She doesn't want to light candles before the wedding and then go, because maybe she has to do certain melachot. So it says, what should she do? So it says, Oshu kishadayin ben Hashem Ashot ahal ha-chupa, and it's still ben Hashem Ashot. She comes home, it's still the 13 and a half minute window. Tomar le'ena Yehudi ladlik. Then I tell the goy, or the goy had to light the candles. The lo gazru al shebut ben Hashem Ashot letzorech mitzvah. We have a rule. Normally, you cannot tell a goy to do something on Shabbat. However, ben Hashem Ashot letzorech mitzvah is mutar. Vehi tibarech, and she can make a beracha. Maybe you tell the goyah light the nerot, and she says that she can dishar with mitzvah nadlik. Comes, that's the Magen Abraham. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, "V'tamu aharonim al ze." The aharonim, they were shocked at such halakha. De'lo sheyach beracha bedilukah be'omedet. First of all, it seems that the beracha is supposed to be when you're lighting, not on something that's already lit. Befrat da'atav zman yisud ladlik. Now it's forbidden. How could she say v'tzivanu ladlik? She's saying the beracha ladlik at a time when it's forbidden for her to light. Baridak takana the tomar le'ena Yehudi ladlik. How could you tell le'ena Yehudi to light? Gam ken kashe ha'en shlichut le'ena Yehudi. What, can a goy be a shaliach for you? Since when can a goy be a shaliach for a Jew to do a mitzvah? V'imken he in a madleket ve'ech tebarech. How could she make this beracha? And therefore, the Mishnah Berura, after all his questions, the Maaseh, we come out with the following. That in such a case, especially in the case where she's going to have busha, where the lights are not going to be lit, she can tell the Goya to light the candles for her. Ben Hashem Ashot. However, when it comes to the beracha, safek berachot lakel, she should not make the beracha. This is the way the poskim write as well. The sefer pesket teshuvot and daf resh hev. He says, וכאמור להכרעת המשנה ברורה אין לה לברך על הדלקה זו. However, the best way is she should make the beracha in Aramaic. Like we say, בריך, רחמנה, מלכה, דעלמה, אשר קדשנו. Then already you can get around all the problems. Well, you do see from over here that there is proof to something that we learned earlier this week in Harambam. Harambam said that it's a mitzvah that the light should be lit. He didn't say that it's a mitzvah to light. Haramban's language is Shiyehe Haner Daluk. And at the same Ramban says, V'yibarek asher k'deshalam stav Yisrael la'adlik ner Hanukkah, la'adlik ner Shabbat. So you see what? So according to Haramban, it seems like it's a constant mitzvah. It seems that it's a mitzvah Shiyaner Daluk. So if it's a mitzvah Shiyaner Daluk, so what's the goyal to lay nerot? Now the nerot are Daluk. And then for the Chaura, that Magid Abraham, that says Tareke Baracha, there's something to base on. The Haramban. However, the Ma'aseh, the Poskim say, well, you'd be allowed to tell the Goya, but you should not make the Beracha. Now, what would be the case if it is after Ben Hashem Ashot? Once it becomes after Ben Hashem Ashot, so now already it's Asur to tell the Goya to light the Nerot. Now it's full-fledged Shabbat. The only time we were lenient to tell the Goya was Ben Hashem Ashot, the Surah Mitzvah. But after 13 and a half minutes, it is clear that it is forbidden to tell the Goya to light the Nerot, even though it is Sorech Mitzvah.